Classic Radio, WLAS.
To be with you, Rush Limbaugh, the EIB Network, and...
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show.
What's up, beer drinkers? We got another great show for you again this week.
Here's Dan Hampton and Ed O'Brien.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to...
All right, you know why we're here. So if you have any doubts or reservations, now is the time to say so. No one will think any less of you. Because once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
This is where this gets difficult. Nope.
What kind of hotel is this?
How you doing?
With a tear in my eye!
I am coming.
Beat your way!
Frostez warm-ups.
We're doing live.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Party foul.
See you next Tuesday.
It is the Lingus Mafia Podcast back once again on the Lingus Mafia Network, not on the Smoke and Joe Network. That's the other shows that we do. Different Although, show. He has asked for... a show, Faust. My only problem with that is I don't know if it could be relied to be posted. That is my biggest fucking worry. We could talk about that. But either way, I'm the boss of this family. My name is Cap Manning. I'm along with Mike Consigliere. That is... He's not a Hall of Famer. He might be a wise man, but that is Fausty Walnuts.
What do you hear? What do you say?
You're in the Lingus Hall of Fame, Faust. We built this house, goddammit. And our bookie, our underboss, the guy who got a phone bank at my... grandmother's house. I don't know if she's taking it from every gangster in the fucking nation and making me a draskol, but that's Greggy Norris.
Buonasera.
It's a long introduction to fucking get there.
Yeah, what an intro.
You know, so Mania was this weekend. We'll probably talk a little bit of Mania, even though this isn't the wrestling show, but, you know, most of our people who listen to this, if they do, they watch the shit too anyway.
And I watched it, actually.
And that's what I was going to talk to you, Greg, about.
Yep.
You did.
Not like the pre-show, just the main parts of the show.
The
main four and a half hours.
Yeah, the main 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's funny because you message and Fausti's at fucking his father's doing, you know, the Wayne Newton birthday party. And fucking Greg just goes, "Yay, Cody won." And I'm like, "Faust is behind, son of a bitch."
My bad.
I saw it, and I was like,
"Yay, Cody." I didn't say one.
Well,
I
said, "Yay, Cody."
So I was hoping, I was like, maybe I'm just going to pretend he meant our parlay hit.
Oh, that like Cody. That's great. I almost went, "Way to go, asshole," or something, because I was just like, oh, that was.
Bareback Avenger was texting me last night during Raw, and I was like, "I haven't started yet. Don't tell me anything."
You know,
like, whoops, my bad.
Here's the thing: I love our people, Faust, and our friends like Umar and Wonder Boy, mm-hmm. everybody, right? And here's the thing, though: at times, like I go back and forth over the text with them, and it's while Mania is going on, and sometimes mm-hmm. I'm like, "Listen. I need to fucking watch the fucking show, and I'm not texting, and this is the show I actually fucking will watch." Mm-hmm. And it was when all hell break loose with the Cody stuff at the end. And I go, "I'm not going to be fucking replying." And because one time it was like, he was seconds in front of me. So you would get, and I'm like, "Fuck this," you know? So I fucking put it down. I think I got cancer of the fucking wrist, Faust, with the radiation from my watch exploding during buzz. I just kept it in my lap to have a good time at the same time. So I was just like, "Holy fuck!" And everybody's
in your asshole like Pulp Fiction.
Hey now,
and he took this watch. So fucking. So it was like everybody, of course, when they know you're busy with this, and everybody's in this community, everybody messages you to, you know, everyone comments. Everybody's doing a running track of what's going on. So it was like the only pay-per-view you're kind of like, get off the grid. Thank God, like, watching live. I don't know how. See, I'd be so angry if I was you, Faust. I don't know, think you care as much, though. Like, because you had to go and do stuff, and I'd be like,
I was live for like the first half, and then it was like, all right, time to eat. So I'm like, I'm not bringing the laptop to the table.
Yeah, I get that. And you can't, even though you're kind of like, I don't give a fuck, I am. Yeah. So it's like, listen, you're lucky I'm here. That's how I was done.
And then, you know, I was not skimming because, you know, it's Mania. If it was Raw, I'd be like, all right, I'm skimming this. But
yeah,
I forget which match it was, but it was like between matches. So I'm like, okay, I'm just hitting the advance 10 seconds.
Sure. You
know, I don't really miss anything. I didn't like spoil anything.
Luckily. Oh, good. Good. That works. Yeah, the ending was so fucking good. When people say this is the best Mania, like, main event ever. I don't know if that's a lie. I really don't know if that's a fucking lie. That was fucking spectacular. You see people fucking sobbing like I sent Faust.
I still would have preferred Stone Cold over Undertaker. But
and you know what? Old Suit Williams messages me. And at first I'm like, what's wrong with him? Because there's a lot to, you know, listen for. But he mentioned something.
I saw his tweet saying that the main event will age poorly.
I don't know how. Because when he was talking about one part where it's like, what does this do for Carter? And I'm like, well, they did it right. They didn't beat up Roman for him. Yeah. They stopped everyone from interfering with him, and he got fucked too at the same time. He was getting beat up.
Yeah, I saw that somebody posted a meme of when WrestleMania 10 when they were holding up Bret Hart, and they're like, oh, did the end of this Mania give you this vibes? And then someone replied, well, Undertaker didn't come out to help Bret Hart. I'm like, but yeah, Undertaker, he took out Rock.
He didn't touch Roman. No, nobody touched fucking Roman, which was very on purpose that they did not fucking, nobody fucking with him. So then it is Cody doing it. It was just about, I need a fair fight. And he got a fair fight, even though he did get beat up by them most of the time. Like, Solo fucked him up, you know? So that took a while where you would think, well, that should have been it then. You know, Spike Spear at the same time. What the fuck? What is the Super Cena? And you see the guy filming it at Mania. And he goes, fuck, Cody's on some Super Cena shit. And the music hits of Cena. And he goes, ah! It's like, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'm like, oh, fantastic. But what he said, he goes, it would have made more sense if it wasn't Undertaker and it was Brock. And at first I said, what kind of retarded shit are you talking about? And then he explained it, and I went, I gotcha. You're right, because I have a brain of a goldfish now. This damn COVID, Faust. I don't remember shit. And he goes, Brock shook his fucking hand and passed over, you know, you beat me fair and square to Cody. Yeah. And I go, you know, you're right. Because I thought he was only talking about, well, Brock beat Hollywood Rock for his title, right? That's what I was thinking about. I was like, yeah, that would have been a fucking good one because he did put over Cody. Overall, though, Austin's the one. I'm not crying about Undertaker because it's Undertaker. I could have had him dressed differently.
Brock was named in the alleged sexual.
If he didn't love piss, he probably would have been there. Yes.
Yeah.
He's a slave for piss. You need to have it. I need to have my piss. Oh, God. So, yeah, that was our fun weekend that we were fucking busy with. Oh, I look at my fucking notes here, Faust, and this is fucking great. Are you ready for what I have?
Are you ready?
So, are you ready for the sex, girls?
Now, here's the thing. You all remember my ideal marriage frame.
Yeah, of course.
I started to clean out a few things, Faust. I started to clean out this drawer next to me, and I found
the closet.
Not the closet, but a drawer. So I find in there old report cards, which could be a segment next week for us, for the report cards. However, what do I find in this fucking thing? I find a letter to myself.
Oh,
nice.
Very nice.
A letter to myself. And as you see, I like the name Kane, so I wanted my name to be Kane, Faust. So it was Chris Kane Cavalier in the middle of it, right? So this was mailed from a teacher to me. And this was something I believe she had us write ourselves letters, and in 5 years she would mail them to us.
Oh, okay.
And so now I have a letter to myself, Faust, from when I was in high school. Mm. And this should go in the frame right next to the ideal marriage.
Good thing you didn't move after high school.
I was worried about that too. And there was one that we did at one point where I was worried about it, and I gave my grandmother's address. But this one was different. So so the date was, you see when it was fucking sent, but the date was 6/5/92 at 12:02 and 42 seconds. I even wrote down for us. And I'm trying to see on the
end
stamp.
Of the school year, if this is in June.
Then you're right. It's the end of the year.
When did you graduate?
94.
Okay.
So
this is the end of your sophomore year.
Okay. And this was mailed to me in 97. There you go. It is 5 years. It was mailed in 97 in June. So this broad, she kept these fucking papers. I'm surprised she just didn't open them up and start reading everybody's shit. So here's what I wrote, Faust. Get ready for greatness here, Faust. Hey, sexy.
Dear sexy.
It's fucking true life, huh? That's sexy. It's me. Me. God, you're great.
I was going to say DDP.
So,
It's me. It's C-A-V.
There you go. This is, well, I had one guy who always just called me Cavalier. I didn't have any cap. So, are you boning every day or are you married yet? Do you still like rap, wrestling, babes, or bra sizes 30D? Like my grades. It's okay if those fucking stupid ass bitches turned you down when you politely asked to eat their ass. But you're fucking them all now, right? I hope. Well, right. I'm boring you, so go fuck yourself, asshole, dickhead, cunt. I'm fucking yell at myself.
Pep talk.
You're 5'7 and 16, and the Bulls are in game number 2, and they demolished Portland 122-89. Yeah, baby. Jose sucks. Hojo rules. This was Canseco and Howard Johnson. We were into them back then.
Even Stevens.
If you want to get in touch with me, you know where I am. Bye. Shawn Michaels rules, and he will be the champ in SummerSlam. Signed me.
Nice.
And on the back, I have all these people rule. Okay? Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. I haven't read this one.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go. Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, John Holmes, Ron Jeremy, Harry Reams, John Paxson, Michael Jordan, Horace Grant, Howard Johnson, me, Jim Harbaugh. Did I see? Mm-hmm. I would like a Jim Harbaugh. Neil Anderson, Bulls, Bears, Mets, Bonilla, Fresh Prince. How about that, Faust? The Fresh Prince. Thanks. Blackhawks, Strawberry, and then across the top, Faust, it says Ric Flair. Woo!
Wow.
It was 92. It was when he was fucking there to do. He won the Rumble at that fucking point, right? That was when he was champion then.
Didn't he lose it to Macho Man? At
Mania. So, yeah. Boy, and this is right when Michaels turned fucking bad. And I was way into him then and figured by SummerSlam, he's getting the fucking championship.
Not by a couple years.
I'm off by a couple years. He had to turn good and everything like that. But I knew greatness when I fucking saw it. God damn it. And I also like Beefcake and Mr. Perfect, who never did shit. Jesus Christ. Inside the envelope, Faust, I even wrote, lick it now. On the lick area. Jesus Christ. So, yes, this is another, tell you, fucking things don't change. Things do not change at all. So,
by June 97, how many had you banged?
97? None. How old was I at 21? How old am I at 21? Born in 76. Yeah, how old was I at 21?
What year was it?
Yeah, 97. There you go. 97. Yeah, then there you go. Nothing. Nothing still. And I opened that thing with a fucking sad face first when I looked at it.
Made up for it.
Oh, I made up for it. So here's a credit card, a report card. This is grade 6. 87, 88. And this is Miss Janikowski, who is a fucking... This is the one I said I would... No, Mrs. Cooper was the real pick. Janikowski, she was still a fucking bitch.
kid grow up to be a kicker?
No, she was. She was the one. I've told the story about her with the fucking Igor eyes, where she said, read something, and she was looking at me, and I pointed to myself, and she went like this and pointed across the room. Like yesterday. Chris's grades are still very low. He needs to review on a daily basis the number of incompletes he has has improved greatly.
He's getting his work done now.
No, the number of inappropriates, I've had more incompletes.
Oh.
Poor choice of words there.
The number of incompletes has improved greatly. I'm assuming that means I fucking, because if he just said my shit, well, maybe it's a good thing. Who the fuck knows? But my mother had assigned these things in the back, and it was, my attendance was always fucking gold, though. Like, I had 2 days absent. 2 days the first quarter, 2 days the second quarter, none the fucking third quarter. Zero tardies. So, I fucking, what I was doing.
What grade was that you said?
That is sixth grade.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't start cutting school till high school.
No, see, I never even cut school. I cut school like, fuck, I might have cut school once. I got in trouble. I got the police bringing me back to school once. But I didn't. I was completely fine with it, and I didn't care. And I laughed like as my friends were more panicked because I had told my mother we're going to get lunch. She gave me the money to get lunch at the that by the Rosicrucian Faust, actually. It was the dog house or whatever right next to it, right? That fucking hot dog place. So we got brought back. And I'm like, I don't care. My mother knew. I don't even know. I can't leave fucking campus. It was like we were freshmen or something. And they're like, oh, cutters, while we're getting walked into school. I'm like, I was going for lunch. I wasn't leaving. What the fuck? Here's a Lincoln report card. What grade is this? This is 94. This is graduation time. Spring of 94. Integrated science, a D-. Economics, a C. Math, there's a plus. I don't know if you just get credit for being there, because that should be a fucking F, usually. English, a D plus. I love that I speak for people.
Words come out of your mouth.
Words come out of my mouth, and I would say. And mural art, an A minus. Let's see.
Hey, good at something.
Yeah, you like to fucking go into that, Clyde. That's the difference. Oh, fuck. Okay. All right. Now this is some nice fucking writing. Talk about nice fucking writing on somebody.
Oh, wow.
Who wrote that?
That's a teacher, of course. This is art. This is an art class. This is a script of my life every fucking time. Here's in the front. Second quarter. Comments to teacher. By teacher or parent. Second quarter, I've double-checked the areas of Chris's problems to emphasize that he has an underlined extremely difficulty following directions. However, what's more disturbing... The fuck?
Wow, disturbing.
Yeah, I haven't read this. What's more disturbing is that he doesn't seem to care. I can tell him time after time what he should be doing. I turn around and he's doing whatever he feels like. That's more when he feels like working. When and feels like are underlined here. Besides getting low grades, he also didn't do two of the projects at all. I'm like, I got a D in class apparently. But meanwhile, I got two check marks for following directions. I think, I don't know how many is like the top. Because in quarter three, I have three check marks.
Mm-hmm.
And so quarter one, I got a C. And respects rules and regulations, I get a fucking one check mark. And follow direction, one check mark. Uses time wisely, one check mark. On the second quarter, I get a D. Rules and regulations, I don't have any check marks. Follow directions, two. And use time wisely, two. So how did I get a C in the first one? She's just mad about the fucking rules and regulations part then, which is completely then took me down.
Mm-hmm.
Third quarter, I get a C, respects rules, one check mark. Fuck your rules, man. follows directions, three. and use time wisely too. Okay, so now let's read the third quarter. Chrissy just seems to be incapable of following directions. This is the long one here. Everyone, the fucking directions. I write out, underlined, my directions step by step for all to see. I show, underlined, how the project should be done, and I explain, underlined, the whole project, reviewing, underlined, what the fuck is reviewing the procedure at each session. Chris has got to try, underline, to grasp directions by one of these methods. He doesn't seem to even want to try.
However, senioritis, who cares?
Well, what is it? Am I senior in here? This is...
Oh, this is going back now?
This is going back to fucking...
No, middle school?
This is... Like a sixth grade, I believe. Again, this is art class for sixth grade.
you said Lincoln, so we thought.
No, that was the Lincoln I read, and I was done. That was the Lincoln is those printed out ones where you can't change. This is fucking Wisconsin and shit here.
I tell him blue, he uses red.
Refuse. He goes, he's a Crip killer. He fucking refuses. Okay, let's see. At one time, he told me he was doing it his way.
Fucking Frankie over here.
And she didn't know I was Italian. I had to tell her, Greg. I can't accept.
Told her twice, right?
I can't accept. She had two black eyes. I told her twice, all right? I can't accept that is an excuse. Every project we do, I am trying to teach a method, technique, skills, and proper portions of drawing, etc. However, with every project we do, there is also an area left open for creativity because I feel that is extremely important. So I can't understand why Chris feels he has to do the whole thing in capitals, his way, and underline. He is learning nothing, double underline.
Wow.
Okay. Well, she's dead now, so that's okay. Let's see who won that one.
So who won that?
Okay, here's another. Oh boy, it looked like somebody pissed their shit on or something.
Oh man,
might be a cat. Cat piss on this.
Or yellow.
Oh, this is a good report card. English.
Yeah, bitch.
This is from '93, May of '93, spring grade period. Yeah, junior year. I was rolling here. They have comments by numbers. So I can read you the comment. Like they have on the side, here's a list of comments, 1 through 9.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
I don't even remember that. English, F. Biology, D minus. Algebra, C. Faust, I had to be cheating. There's no way. I can barely add. Industrial art something. That's end art. Advanced IDVST. What the fuck is that even? You know what that is? I see the teacher. That's like computer, playing on a computer. Mm. Meanwhile, I'll tell you a story about that.
Yeah, it's old school.
Oh, that's good. Well, remember the bomb you had to do how many degrees to land over the fucking? That was fantastic. I got a D in that and U.S. history an F. Boy, I had to turn this fucking thing in, didn't I? Oof. So let's see. The comments for the English, 9 and 7. Faust, I might have to break out my Vince McMahon glasses to fucking read this thing.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Needs a Sherlock Holmes fight.
I do. Nine. Unsatisfactory. Assignments incomplete and unsatisfactory. 7 is prepared. Preparing is not to apparent ability. What's a 0? I think 0 is nothing. There's nothing there.
That was your score.
No, there because it's 3, and then some have nothing. So
it's 0 points.
What's funny is the algebra was taught by the wrestling coach. Maybe that's why I got a fucking good grade on that one. No comments under fucking computer, but I got a 9 and then 2 0s. I don't know why there's fucking zeros here. Jesus. Oh, absence code. Like it was like, I don't miss any fucking classes, so that's there. So the problem with the fucking I object to the fucking computer one. I object strongly. We fucking would fuck around. The little group of mine fuck around. Never do anything fucking good. And then fuck around. And the teacher found out eventually. So it was now we have an assignment and it's our fucking end of the year, whatever the fuck it is, our final, whatever you want to call it. And they said, you have to make a movie on the computer, animated movie. They teach you the techniques, how to do it. And so now you have a group. One is doing the fucking, one is doing the storyboard. One is doing the actual graphic itself. Mm-hmm. One is doing this, that, the other, right? There's four of us, I think, or three, something. I fucking turned this, I wrote the storyboard, Faust, not surprising. I wrote this fucking thing the next day. I turned my shit in the next day. They gave us weeks to do this. I'm done. Here you go. I'm fucking ready. We fucking do it. We fucking, and it was like, it was a lot of Howard Stern. There was Stuttering John asking God a question. And there was a guy in the pink poodle coming out of the pink poodle. We were walking. And like, we couldn't figure out, like the guy walked across the pool table because we couldn't figure out how to make him fucking the pool table in the room and go around it. So I turned this in and the teacher comes to us. It was 3 weeks, something like that later, and asks for everybody's papers. And being a fuck up, he come to me and he asked, and I go, I turned it in the second day. And he looked at me and went, no, you fucking didn't. And I'm like, I actually did this quicker than anyone else. Mm. And he doesn't remember me turning it in and I got fucked. And I'm like, you've got to be. So I'm begging. And I'm like, I'm not fucking lying, but it's the boy who cried wolf, I guess. So, yeah, I got fucked in that class pretty good with that. So, let's see. I could save the rest of the. I got a few more report cards to get to. What the fuck is this? This is a long fucking letter. I can read this. I don't know what the fuck this is. This is just every parent, I think. Dear parents, we want to take the opportunity to review several areas of concern regarding your sixth grader. As the weather improves, students have a tendency to place less emphasis on their schoolwork. Therefore, it is very important to impress upon your child that the last day of school is June 3rd and not before. Because everyone's looking out the window. Fuck this, we're done. That was the thing. Those final grades, you were done. It was, you were passed or failed anyway already. So you knew those last days were bullshit homework. You never had to do anything.
Right.
Students have to apply study time in school to complete most of their assignments. It might not appear that this is the case when your child brings his or her pile, quote unquote, of books home. The answer is that your child is not using his or her study time in school wisely. So I guess this letter was for all the asshole kids that, you know, only the assholes got this letter. It was April 11th, 88. A grade of C minus or below indicates the student is working below his or her ability and should not be accepted as satisfactory. I always hated that. Satisfactory and unacceptable. When I heard those words, I wanted to kill someone. My mother would say unacceptable, and I wanted to fucking strangle. Lucky I'm not on one of those fucking documentaries, Faust. She said it one more time to him, and he lost his mind, you know, jumped across the table and choked her out. She would come home from teacher-parent conference fucking sobbing. Oh, Jesus man. Fucking Christ. No more wire hangers. Fuck. Please talk to your child about his or her organization. We are concerned that the junior high situation will be overwhelming next year if each student is not organized. Please feel free to contact us about questions you have regarding your child's progress. And then it's signed by three teachers, Crumpen, Janikowski, and Blackman. One guy in that group. And it was because you would, in that school, there was like three classes across from each other. And it was like you had your three in this room. One would teach math, so you would go across after a period to them, go back to your room afterwards and go back to another room for something else. So it was like, here was your homeroom that you did most of your shit in, and the clock would tick, and now it's something else you have to do. But it wasn't, because this ain't the big city, fellas. It was not a high school to where each class you went to another room. When I moved here, it was a fucking rude awakening. I was like, we aren't just in one class all day? I was like, this was my
desk. Middle school was way confusing because it was a different class each period and then you would rotate. But what made it confusing was each day. Like if you had six classes, right? So Monday, one through six. Tuesday, it would be you'd start with your second class and then third, four, five, six. And then your last class was the first one you started with yesterday. So each day it would rotate.
Yeah.
Which was very confusing as a kid.
See, we had a desk that was ours. Like, you would have all your fucking box of shit in there, your books, everything's organized. You make it nice. You have posters of naked women on top, everything, right? Like a fucking a mechanic, something, right?
Yeah.
And so it was like that was your homeroom. That was your class. Someone else would sit in your chair once a fucking day. And when you going to somebody else's and shit, and you would also lift up their desk to see what they got in the fucking thing, too. Steel pen.
Something. Yeah. Austin, he's in there. He's in third grade, and they have four teachers, and the teachers rotate instead of the kids moving. So, like, at the first.
Oh, wow.
So, the first part of school, as he's throwing.
We got some background action going on. Go ahead.
He has his home teacher, but then, like, after. What is it, Austin? After break, after recess, one of the other teachers comes to his classroom and teaches like, say, English, and then each day is kind of
at 10:10. That's bizarre, too.
There you go. You can hear him 10:10.
I guess it's because you go 10 o'clock, the other one's over, you all have to move around, and now you're set by 10:10.
Yeah. You know, so there's four teachers. Each one is, like, a specialist. Like, his home teacher is, like, the math teacher.
Mm. How is he with math?
He's okay.
Did he get the chink gene that fire come on through?
Yeah, he knows that it's just a matter of actually getting him to do it.
Really? He's already ahead of me. I guarantee he's better than me. We should have a contest one day, Faust. Like, I guarantee.
Learning fractions now.
Oh, fuck. I can do quarters. That's about it. But there's no way I can fucking do other shit. Let's go over to the other side. We're going to get into Orgasmo, Faust, and I got to show you something, too. It's on the floor over here.
And then, we're getting that. I have a follow-up from last week. I got an email.
Oh, we have an email. Yes, we will get to the email as well. So that's it, kids. Follow us at Lingus Mafia, and you want to get on Patreon. Little as $5 gets you this full show and all the wrestling shows, including all the fucking bonus shit that we did on the Creative Control this week when we had all the 32 days of Lingus. But we gave you five just to see. And when you came over, who's our guy who signed up, Faust? Do you happen to know?
Oh, shoot.
Let's give him a shout-out. Let's give him a shout-out. We could still shout him out on the other side.
Show.
Yeah, maybe not.
Jose Mejia.
Oh, Faust.
Jose Mejia.
Faust, it worked. Me saying I love the Mexican people fucking worked.
There you go.
There it is. My favorite people.
He's some sort of Latino anyways. He could be Dominican. We don't know.
Listen, you're brown. I'm down. That's all it is. So, fuck, it's all the same to my cock. It's all Greek to me, right, Faust?
Hey, no.
It's all Greek to me.
Thank you. we're getting into the movie, Faust. So, yes, jump on over and you could hear all of those shows in our archives. You just type them in our search area and you can find them, which is great. It's an easy search and get to. So, that's it. See you over there, kids.
Remember, Houston, we love you.
What? You haven't signed up to patreon.com/lingusmafia yet? Not only will you get the second half of this show on time on Tuesdays, you could also go back in our history for over 500 plus shows, like episode 101, where we had the first ever Miss Wrestlingus pageant, and Fausty voted for Paige. Pre-implants
is Paige.
Wow.
I'm disgusted by all of you.
So am I.
Now, who voted for fucking Paige? You're in trouble, Faust.
I didn't know this was.
I know you like a freak with the black hair. I know about you already with this. You would rather fuck Paige than fuck Lana. I'm looking at you, Fausty. Shame on you as a man. Shame on you. I can't even fuck. I couldn't. But I'm like, this is the most outrageous of all the people. Paige wins.
Specials galore, like Between Two Calves, where I record my brother without him knowing it.
I could care less if the guy salutes Hitler on the fucking field. You could throw a fucking good pass. Thank you. As soon as you throw an interception, I'm going to go, how dare you kneel for the flag? You win? I go, fuck, let's all fucking urinate on it. I don't care. Let's use it to wipe. You win a touchdown? Okay, let's wipe with it. We'll fucking tear it in half.
We'll piss on the stars. We'll wipe the stripes.
Which color you want? Give me the white. I'll color it myself.
So get on over to patreon.com/LingusMafia and see what you've been missing. Didn't we
number
say
10,
that?
Yeah, we did say
okay, 10 he's just agreeing. Okay.
Yeah, number 10, Pele/Messi. Everywhere I've looked shows Pele mainly wearing number 10 instead of number 9.
See, I told you I saw a damn 9 with this fucking guy.
And lastly, for number 5, instead of DiMaggio, get these Yankees out of here. He's a Red Sox fan.
Hey, listen, if I'm willing to put Favre in there.
Number 5, I think we have to go with a longtime friend of the show, the man who gets to play Cavs' favorite game. It's got to be the legend.
Ron Gant. You're right. Ron Gant is taking over.
Love the show. Keep doing what you guys do. LM for life. Your boy, Josh.
Thank you, Joshy boy.
Thank you, Josh. If you'd like to send an email, lingusmafia@gmail.com.
Fantastic. All right, kids, we are out of here. We're going to go do the Russell Lingus show right now, and Greg gets to have a nice long sleep now. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and early. Faust, you're going to have to quit your job. This is better the way. This is the way. This is the way. Or get around working like me. One or the other.
Yeah.
One or the other, Faust. I got to call. One person just called me, but I'll call him back as soon as we're done with this, and then we'll jump on the other show. That's it, kids. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, I could do whatever I want. Because my dad is dead, and Jesus and I love you, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
You're either Lingus or against us.
I don't want to sound like a queer or anything, but together, we're assholes.
Jesus Christ.
Where?
Best podcast in the world.
I am the best on this microphone. Nobody can touch me.
Yours truly.
I'm done. Show's over. Good day!
Fade to black!